Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are back to the beach. Bachelor in Paradise on the Bachelor Podcast. My name is Ryan Jones, joined as always by Katie Wade. Hello again, Katie.
Hello again.
It's like we were gone for, well, actually, a full whole week, and now we're back.
No break in between the drama.
But I think most of us can agree the best part of Bachelor season is Bachelor in Paradise.
Of course. I can't believe that this is only the eighth season. Like, I feel like it's been on forever.
Yeah, I actually had to Google it because, especially when all the stuff with Lace happens, like, oh, I was on Bachelor in Paradise 3. Someone said, oh, that was what, 6 years ago or whatever it was. Wait, those numbers don't add up. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, no. Okay. Yeah. How have there not been like 15 seasons of this?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
I was like, season 3? Was she like 12? I don't understand how this works, but here we are. And while we didn't get a rose ceremony in the first episode, there's still plenty to unpack, which is always the case when we send a bunch of pretty people to the beach and ply them with alcohol.
Mm-hmm. This was basically just a Clayton reunion. I feel like it was just the majority was just Clayton's girls. And I mean, which is true, but we didn't really get a good mix.
So yeah. You think we should just call this Clayton's Island?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Well, so as we take a look at Clayton's Island, I think, first of all, we need to determine who, not who's who, but who's who? who were the biggest question marks when they either showed up to Jesse or at any point where you just immediately said who?
My biggest one was Haley. Like, I've never seen her before, ever. And I think Brittany was questionable.
Kind of.
And I remember Hunter, but I didn't remember what she looked like.
So. Yeah, I remember that there was a Hunter. I remember the name.
Yes,
they They could have literally put anyone in as Hunter, like,
yeah, and we would have been.
Yeah, okay. I was gonna say you, but no, I know who you are. So you could just select any random woman off the street and put her in and say, "Hi, I'm Hunter," and I'd be like, "Oh, yeah, I remember that name. I'm sure this is someone that was on a show."
Yeah. Other than that, I am pretty sure I remembered everyone else at some point.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. Number one in the who's who is definitely Haley. I am convinced she has never been on one of these shows before.
No, I can honestly say I don't think I've ever seen her before.
And, you know, without going back, she was another one that they said was on Clayton's season, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I guess we could go back in Clayton's season, see if she was actually there. But I'm pretty sure whenever she's done, the producers, the post-credit scene is going to be, okay, guys, we got you. Here we go. And like introducing themselves to actress Haley, like telling her, like, okay, you were on Clayton season and you went home night one.
Yeah.
No one's going to question it. And it's like,
I think
I think we would all buy that. But yeah, I was pleasantly surprised that other than, I think I would you know, those three that we would agree. Although I didn't really remember Brittany at all. And I know we've had a ton of Britneys, so it can't even, it's not even like Hunter. Like Hunter, that's a name that sticks out. Brittany, they're always Britneys.
Not so much.
But yeah, I didn't remember Brittany at all. But I would say those, other than those three, we got pretty lucky with this first batch. And considering some years where they have to pull from, where it's like a lot more Haleys than, you know, the Serene and Brandons of the world. So very pleasantly surprised with the batch of people that we got on day one. However, I found myself sort of trying to figure out which looked a bit different than they did last time we saw them.
Yep.
And I'd be curious who you, you know, do what you want to do. So I'm not, this is not necessarily a negative thing, but maybe who, for better or worse, looks a little different than they did last time they were on our television.
Yeah. I think Shanae looked a little different.
For sure.
She's the one I think that stuck out the most. Couldn't tell you about Hunter or Haley. So
Haley looks way different.
Maybe that's why they look so different, because they are completely different. But and I don't know. I think that's the only one that really stood out to me.
I had two. One was not a facial thing, but, and they commented on this, but Michael A. apparently decided to spend all of his time after the show parenting and lifting because, okay, like obviously he was in good shape when he was on Katie's season, but like,
yeah, definitely. Whoa. In my mind, I was only thinking, commenting on girls, so.
Which is fun, and that's where number two is for me, and that is sort of the. One, her or Kira were the train wrecks of this first episode, but Lace, when she showed up, my first reaction was why? Much like the people on the beach. And I did feel bad for her because I had that reaction, and then seeing everybody just sort of
else have it.
And just first not pay her any attention and then not really know who she was. But then the people that did were like, why is she here? So I immediately felt awful for thinking that, because people are supposed to be, especially when you're first introed, super nice. And we're supposed to just be the mean people. So, oh man, now I feel bad for that. But maybe it's just because we haven't seen her in so long, but something, it looked different to me.
Yeah, I can see that.
And maybe it was just because it has been so long and it did not, I would not have thought it was 6 years. Right. Or 7 years, whatever they said it was. But those were the two for me that I thought were like, maybe.
Yeah, and I think while we're talking about Lace, it's funny because on her season, she was, I don't know if she was the full-on villain, but she was a villain in her season. And then she came to Paradise, and I felt she kind of redeemed herself. Like, she actually hung out with the girls. She ended up with Grant. They got engaged and we actually enjoyed that couple. Like, they actually got together and worked out. We thought it worked out good, but obviously didn't. But, and she kind of redeemed herself, and now she's just like back to going downhill, like regular Lace, how we saw the first on her season in The Bachelor.
Didn't they end up getting tattoos? Her and Grant. Oh, yeah. That's all coming back to me now. Oh, well, listen, we're not talking about.
I thought, like, when she came to Paradise, she was the first time she kind of redeemed herself. And we're like, okay, like, I think we actually like her. And then she ended up with Grant, and that whole relationship, like, it was just them. I think I remember correctly. Like, the whole time at Paradise, they ended up engaged. And it was like, all right, they're actually a good couple. Like, this is going to be good. And then now she's back to just being Lace, possibly villain-esque.
Yeah, and I just don't think I understand her angle. And maybe it was just because she got too drunk too early. But if I, like I said, felt bad for her when she arrives and nobody really cares. And obviously they set it up that way. Like, everyone's here. Oh, never mind. Here's Lace just sort of walking down. Hey, no one says anything. Hello, yeah. Really? I'm over here.
Yeah.
So I understand that probably doesn't feel great, but I don't know that the best way to try to be part of the group is to run away from the group and take a nap.
Yeah, no.
And not like, hey, I'm napping on the day bed, ha ha, because we're on the beach. Like, everyone's getting together, the party's starting, and you're curled up in your bed.
Yeah, I feel like if I were in that situation, I would at least go hang out with Wells.
Right. Because
you know Wells, you're supposedly friends with him, and he's at the bar. So, like, that's the best place to be to see people coming in and out.
Yeah.
I feel like I would just stick with Wells.
Yeah. So I felt bad. And then as soon as she decided to, like, hide in her hole and then basically just go on a rampage verbally about how awful the season is, you know, 12 hours in, because obviously, you know, the season's boring 12 hours in,
of course,
only because people aren't talking to you. It just seemed bizarre. And the only thing more bizarre is that somehow Shanae was the one to try to bring her into the fold. I mean,
yeah.
I was just bowled over when I saw that she was the one.
I mean,
was
maybe
trying.
the villainesque type of people can relate to each other and just understand what each other's going through.
Yeah.
But I wasn't expecting her to just, like, do it on her own. Like, she made an effort to go up to the room and say, you know, you can't have a bad night. Come down. Let's try to meet some guys and get this started.
You know, I hadn't really thought about it, but you bring up a good point with Lace sort of being a drama stir in her season. And then, as you put it, sort of rehabbed her image. Wonder if Shanae is trying to run that same play. As soon
as, sounds like it.
Even when Shanae went to talk to her, and Lace is even basically insulting her, saying, yeah, oh no, you weren't talking to me either. The Shanae we've been used to would have just started losing it. When she first showed up, the first thing I said is, why? No, Shanae, please. Throughout these 2 hours, I don't think at any point did I say, oh, get her off my TV. And I didn't want to watch more of her, but yeah, I was just dreading.
I think because we didn't really see her.
Bingo.
That much.
And I feel like if she was causing lots of drama, they would, oh my God, like, the producers would thank the Lord for bringing Shanae back. But we didn't get to see much of her. And when we did, she was sort of trying to play peacemaker with Lace. And I'm not going to say that 2 hours in, I'm ready to say, okay, you know what? Shanae made nice and we can forgive her for being like one of the worst people on any of these shows that we've ever seen. But I could see her trying, maybe that's the track she's trying to follow, is the fact that someone like Lace, who is not nearly as hated as Shanae, but clearly caused some drama.
Yeah.
And was able to, hey, we're engaged and everything's great. Maybe didn't need to come back 7 years later, but, like, did the rehab thing. So, I mean, can Shanae not be the worst?
I don't know. We'll have to see. I mean, you either go to paradise to fix your image, to find a relationship, or to get more followers and become an influencer. I feel like those are the three tracks you can take, and you can't really, people try to mix them, but you can't. And I don't know. I do believe that a reason she would be there is to change her image, because her image was really, really bad. And I can definitely see when she walked down, like, that's the first thing she said. And she's like, oh, I'm Shanae 2.0. Like, I'm not the person I was. Like, I'm completely changed. And everyone was like, yeah, okay. Like, we'll see. But I don't know. I mean, it'd be great if she could be changed, but I'm not going to say, no, she's not. She's not that bad. Not yet.
I mean, every year we hear that from someone saying that, you know, no, that wasn't me. And I want people to see the real me. And then they show up and no, like,
yeah,
they are who we thought they were. And I'm with you. I'm not ready at this point to all of a sudden.
She has to prove a lot. She has to fix a lot.
Bingo. She needs to actually be on our TV and not be a complete jerk as opposed to like, you can
You can blame editing, but she said like her stuff was not edited.
No. She was definitely not one of those people that like, no, that wasn't me. Like, no, that was very clearly you. And I think the followers thing is interesting because, you know, as people were showing up, because being a spoiler-free spot, I know a lot of people were following, you know, who was going to be there. I other than, you know, the quick glimpse here and there during the season when they would show of The Bachelorette, when they would show a promo, like, I didn't really know who was going to be there. And so I was trying to figure out that exact sort of framing that you came up with there of like, you're there for rehab, you're there to actually find someone, or are we just looking to be able to, you know, get more money for your discount codes?
Yeah.
And I'm happy to say that after 2 hours, which isn't much, there wasn't really anyone that I thought was too egregious. I mean, I don't think any of us think Jacob/Tarzan is there to find a serious relationship. But I
also Kira, really, because she basically said she wasn't there for a relationship.
Yeah, that's true. I think that Kira is a different beast altogether because I can't figure out what her purpose is. Like, clearly Jacob's just there to have fun because that's that's a group too of people who are like, listen, why wouldn't I want to go?
Yeah, free vacation.
Get a little money, extra money in my pocket, but like, I know I'm not going to become like the biggest Bachelor star from this, but let's just, why not? What else do I have going on? Clearly I can take 2 months off to go on a reality show. Why not extend it for a few weeks?
Yeah.
But Kira, I don't get from any angle because all she did was say nonsensical things. I understand she was, and they did seem a little more drunk this time than, you know, cause I know they had sort of backed off on.
Yeah, I wonder if the limit is still a thing.
It didn't seem that way.
No, it did not.
And maybe they just feel like they have better safeguards in place for people who do get overserved. Mm-hmm. But from the shots that we saw poured to how people were talking, it certainly didn't seem like the drinking limits were still there.
Yeah.
But I think those are the only, like, Jacob's just there to have fun. And I think Kira is there. I literally have no idea. I can see
that. It is a little questionable because she's not doing, like, she's trying to be kind of outrageous, but it's not coming across as that. So it's kind of, she's kind of just like in limbo, I feel. Just not really. I feel like she's trying to figure out which route she wants to go. She's like, am I just going to try to be this homewrecker type, or am I just gonna actually enjoy myself and maybe try to find someone?
Yeah, because we've seen plenty of people, Demi did it the best, who just want to be irreverent and you know, stir things up, and that's fine. But here it just seemed like a mess, and I don't know about you, but I know it's hard to get into a doctor's appointment these days.
Yeah.
I don't care when her openings are, I'm finding someone else.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, if you're a doctor, I don't, like a real doctor too. I don't like, I shouldn't say real doctor. I'm a communications major. So listen, I don't want to be insult. Anybody that has an MD is 100 levels higher than me, but like a doctor. And
yeah,
she just is not doing herself any fit unless she's just decided, I don't want to be a doctor anymore.
I want to see how this can take off.
I guess. Super bizarre.
Yeah.
So one day in, and I was kind of surprised at how many, I don't know that couples is the right term, but like people specifically spending time together, because it's coupling. Probably too early. Yeah, coupling. Thank you. Hanging out, talking. Yeah. There are way more people hanging out exclusively
yeah
than I think I was 100%. Expecting.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think there's any specific reason why? I mean, I don't remember there being this many before the end of the first night before.
Yeah, no, I don't either. It sounded like there were a few that kind of had their mindset on. I mean, there's always people that have their mindset on who they're going to go after or pursue if or when that other person gets to paradise. So I think, you know, Andrew and Teddy, I think they said they both wanted to see each other. Like when they got there, like Teddy wanted to talk to Andrew. Andrew wanted to talk to Teddy. Genevieve had her mindset on Justin. And
Brandon and Serena.
Brandon and Serene. Yep, absolutely. And then like they clicked right away. Like he came down and was like, no, I'm talking to you. Like that's who I came for. And he came for him. And Jill and Romeo had something.
You mean Romeo and Juliet?
Yeah.
That's nice. Right, folks. Nice. Yeah, we trademarked that.
Trademark.
So credit if you use that. The thing with Brandon and Serene, they were at least open about the fact that they had sort of spoken beforehand. It seemed like they hadn't met. And because I know we've dealt with that in years past too, or like, oh my God, this is, and then they're like, no, they have clearly hung out before. Like I'm sure they, cause it's easier than ever to know who's going to be on this show. If you're one of the contestants, like you generally know who else is going to be on the beach with you.
Yeah.
So they knew, okay, we're probably going to have a chance to see, but we were only talking a little bit. So it was nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Teddy and Andrew.
I love Brandon and Serene. Like that's like such a good couple, I feel.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Romeo and Jill thing is weird because they clearly had a thing already. Mm-hmm. And it sounded like, hey, we're friends. And then it was probably a little more than that. And then for some reason he thought, hey, I'm hanging out with this other bachelor person. Let me make out with her. And that happens to be Kira.
Yeah.
Who a normal person might let that go when they show up, but you know, I'm sure the producer's like, we'll send you down day one, but you better go and talk to Romeo.
We're not overlooking this.
Yes, exactly. There's no nice allowed here.
This is a storyline.
If you're night one, you're gonna have to go. And then we also had, it wasn't quite as couple-y, I guess, as the rest, but also Sierra and Michael.
Yeah, definitely did not see that one happening.
I mean, out of all
but
of them.
But don't hate it.
No. I like both of them very much individually.
Yeah.
But I think of all
of them. Oh, it's not lasting. It's definitely like a first night, like they gravitated towards each other and that's who they want to spend the first night talking to.
I like Sierra a lot. I like Michael a lot. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean I like them together. You know, like I like pickles. I like peanut butter. Doesn't mean I want a pickles and peanut butter sandwich. It's just sometimes your favorite things don't mesh together. I don't think these two mesh together.
Yeah.
You know, the other early groupings, I don't think are so bad. You know, I think I'd feel stronger about Genevieve and Justin if Victoria didn't end the season or the episode, like walking down specifically, like, all right, where's Justin at? I think that's going to be quite an issue there, but otherwise, like,
that's another reason actually that it's funny that Shanae's probably trying to, because she came in like Justin, I want to meet Justin. After they just replayed this whole thing about Genevieve not wanting Shanae, but wanting Justin. And they kind of started talking and hanging out, and Shanae didn't do anything about it. Like she didn't try to steal him away or that's definitely a big clue, I would say, for her not her quote unquote changing.
Yeah, that's a good
point. Unless it comes down the line then.
Well, and that's the thing. So, you know, Genevieve was definitely more concerned with Shanae than I think any of the guys. And as much as she was into Justin, you know, she specifically said, like, the girls are talking, like, who don't you want to see? Like, oh, I don't want to see Shanae. I'm like, okay, well, I think we're talking about dudes, but like, okay. Yeah. And then as soon as she shows up, yeah, she's like, oh, F my life. And specifically saying, oh, Shanae's going to basically play the role of Kira, which we found out, you know, like, oh, whoever I'm with, she's going to try to get with, which we saw with the Romeo and Juliet with Kira and trying to get into that. So that's a good thing to watch is especially if Victoria comes and blows up this Genevieve Justin connection. If Genevieve is trying to connect with another dude, if that brings out Shanae, or if she still can be the Zen Shanae 2.0,
reel it in.
Because as I said, I'm not yet ready to declare her era as a villain over.
Oh, yeah. Now, no. Like, they didn't say it, but on my info, the info, if you press it on the TV, said that this was the largest cast ever. And they never said that. So I don't know if that's accurate. And I mean, a ton of people could still be coming in. But they didn't never said it. So I thought that was kind of weird that it was labeled as largest cast in Paradise history or something, but they never, at least not in this episode,
it didn't feel like... It
didn't seem abnormally...
No, I mean, we've had that in normal Bachelor Bachelorette seasons where, like, the limos keep coming and coming, and you're like, oh, God, are we done yet?
Yeah.
But I thought this seemed like a normal... So that's very interesting. Maybe it's just overall because, I mean... They had this first batch and then automatically, oh, it's Victoria. And Jesse's already said, like, oh, more people are coming every week, which obviously is par for the course. But maybe it's going to be even an increased number because of, you know, the fact.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The fact that we haven't had our standard Paradise the last 3 years, maybe that gap is going to...
Largest cast since COVID.
I mean, that's part of it too. But I mean, there's probably more people than ever who, after last time, are like, no, I need to get on Paradise.
Yeah.
Like, how am I gonna?
I need to be relevant.
Yeah. How am I gonna sell my Fit Fab Fun if I'm not on the TV? This is not working.
Right.
So after 2 hours, who would you say are your top three guys or girls, sort of, again, assume they're all free agents because it's way too early to just assume any of these couples are going to stay together. Mm-hmm. Who would you say are the top three most desirable, top free agents, whatever you want to call them, on the beach currently?
That that aren't together?
Nope, that because don't assume any of these couples are staying together. So let's just...
So as, most eligible.
Yeah, yeah, we can call them most eligible. Absolutely.
Michael A, I think, is... I don't know. He's too good for this show.
Why are you here?
Honestly, but at the same time, like maybe we were, maybe they were right and he couldn't carry a season because it was very awkward speaking. Nothing against him because I love him. He's the best, but I think he's too good for Paradise. So I think he's definitely number one on my list. I think I liked Genevieve a lot more here, because in her season, she just became all about Shanae and she kind of lost like who she was as for portraying in her season. As long as she can just stick to herself and Justin for now, I think she could be good. I love Serene, so I think she's a sweetheart. So her and Brandon, I think are gonna be hopefully good for a while at least. And then the Teddy and Andrew situation, like I think they're so much alike that I don't know if it will work out until the end, but they basically just sat and giggled the whole time. And yeah. Andrew's another one that, all right, yeah, maybe he couldn't have carried a season, so.
Yeah, a lot of times we sit here and yell about how could you choose this person instead, but you're 100% right. We then get sort of the extended preview, and I know both of us have also like met certain people after they were declined a season. You get to hang out with them, and like again, wonderful people.
Yeah,
you're like, oh no, I get it now. Like
yeah, like I love Andrew
100%.
But he couldn't even think of anything to talk, and he wanted to pursue Teddy like from the beginning. It is the beginning, but he just couldn't stop laughing and being giddy. And Michael A, yeah, he doesn't know the right words to say.
Yeah. And trust me, I can relate to that because that's just me in everyday life. But I think if I had to just put everyone in a pool, I think you have to include Michael A. Absolutely. You're 100% right. How can you not? I mean, he really seems to just be, and now he's jacked. So he's the best dude, and now he's jacked. So he's got that going for him. Brandon would 100% be there for me because I obviously was team Brandon when he was on the show and still can't understand why he wasn't picked, but you know, conversation for a different day.
Yeah.
And yeah, the person he's currently with, the Serene. So I think if those two can work out, you would have like the potential for one of these like all-time Paradise couples that we, you know, see once every few years. So it would be great if that would work out. I'm with you on Teddy and Andrew. I think on paper, these two are perfect together. Of course, like, of course this is going to work out. And then you watch them sitting together and I'm like,
We got to get past like the giddy, like laughing at everything. And then maybe there's something there, but right now
it just seems
you're just be better friends.
Like such a different Andrew than we saw in his season. Like he never, obviously he was goofy. And so the goofiness is there. Like the thing with the gnarly feet, like fine.
Yeah.
But I don't remember him ever having that like lack of, not confidence is the wrong term, just not even assured. I can't come up with the right word. This is me every day. But he
seemed fine like in the moments. It was just like when it was candid like shots, it was just like he just was it was the first time in front of a camera.
He was, yeah, it was so bizarre because I don't ever remember seeing him in the moment or otherwise on his season. Like, that's awesome. You know, yeah. Like he just was always just
well-spoken.
I'm Andrew and I'll do an accent to make you laugh. And I will I'll let this thing, you know, I'll play this joke out till the end. Like, haha. I don't know. He just seemed so, I don't have words to say here. We're just going to sit here. Why is it so quiet?
Like camera shy, like not know.
Right.
Like, that's like you've never been in front of the camera.
That's perfect. He seemed camera shy and never at one point in his season did you ever think, oh yeah, this guy is uncomfortable in front of the camera. So I'm very curious to see if anything happens there because like I said, it all seems like it should match up there. Like, oh yeah, I get this.
Yeah.
Just so bizarre.
That's just the prime example of like, you have to be with each other in person.
And the only other thing that I had sort of circled, starred, underlined was, and they're not a couple, and I think we know why now, but Logan and Lace. So part of Lace,
that was awful. You know,
just being a mess is she decides to tell people it's her birthday. And so I'm going to use this to talk. The only person I want to talk to is Logan. So who's worse in that situation? Logan or Lace? Go.
Oh, it's tough, but probably Lace.
The thing with Logan is he had a chance to just go without using her name at all because when he sang happy birthday, you could tell he didn't know her name because he said, oh, what's your age? I'm going to say happy 32.
Yeah.
And so at that point, you've already clearly decided, I don't know this girl's name. Mm-hmm. So instead of like guessing by like trying to shorten what you think it might be or close to, like I'm going to, like if I'm talking to you and I wasn't totally sure, but I heard there was a K in there, I'm like, hey, Kat.
Yeah.
Like, what did you call me? Like, he should have just gone all in on the age thing and just not mentioned anything even resembling a name.
Because I mean, he wasn't into it, though, from the, like, he wasn't, maybe when they sat down, but once they started talking, he was just like, I felt like he was not into it.
Oh, totally. And, which, again, put in sort of like, the L category for him of trying to be like, no, I don't say that. I'm into talking to you right now. Like at that point, he should have just ejected. I mean, like, you know what? I thought somebody called you loose. I'm sorry. I didn't know who you were when you came down the stairs because I don't watch these seasons. I apologize.
Yeah.
And instead he just sort of was like, without saying, yeah, you're right. He's just like, yeah.
Like I could see if he went that long because like the girls had the roses or something, but like you're not interested. Why are you wasting your time?
Yeah.
You have the power.
I mean, as we've seen in our short time with Logan, he doesn't always make the best decisions.
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, those were my high and low lights from these first 2 hours before we start getting two nights a week. Was there anything else that I missed from this amazing first 2 hours?
Yeah. I don't think so. I think we covered everything I had written down.
Well, Luce, is there anything else happening not in Bachelor in Paradise world? I think we know the lead story, of what's going on out there.
I have some relationship updates. Clayton and Susie have broken up. Shocking. I know another couple. But I think I don't know if it was you or one of our other friends that said they were kind of like just that amount of like crazy and that same type of personality that we thought it would have lasted longer. Which I thought maybe it would have stood the test of time. But it did not. And they have, gone their separate ways, but at least he had her during the Clayton roasting season last season.
And that's the way they handled that roasting season and both of them played into it so well. I don't even remember how long I thought, you know, when we were first talking about it right at the end of the season, but yeah. I know just watching them on socials, and I obviously that's not reality, but yeah. I don't, for some reason I thought they might just be
at least another year
zany enough to stick this right. one out. I thought it was going to work, and alas, another one bites the dust.
Yes. Another one of our favorite couples, Peter and Kelly, are back together. Peter Weber. So let's see how that they had a pretty big breakup.
Sure did.
And they were completely, Kelly was completely like done with him, like roasting him on everything, calling him out. But they're back together.
Great.
And Megan King and Mike Johnson have been going on dates. I don't know, like crazy PDA everywhere they go. I don't really know how I feel about it, but
I think my biggest issue with it is we had just seen pictures of him with Michelle. And obviously
I loved.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And not as necessarily a couple, but sort of when you saw them together, you're like, oh, these two would be amazing together. Mm-hmm. And so then to see this right on the heels of that, I was so high on him and Michelle. And then I saw that and I'm like,
yeah, I feel like if we weren't teased
yeah.
with that video of him and Michelle, like it would have been like, oh, okay, like they yeah. seem like they make a good couple. Cool. Let's see where it goes. But Bachelor Nation was teased with that, that video from an event, and it got everyone's hopes up a little bit, but clearly that was just two friends at an event. So
got a quiet week. Well, I believe we now get two episodes going forward. Get excited. We've got a lot of hours coming at you. We'll only do one episode a week. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Yeah, it's fine. Thank you for the first batch of analysis of the season.
Thank you.
At Bachelor Podcast is where you can find us, and we'll see you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.